I have a woman friend whose name is Marty Murie, and she's 93 years old. And I think she has done more for Alaska than any other single human being. And it comes out of not only her love and the experience that she had in that great land and her love for that land, but her love for the man who was her husband, whose name is Olus Murie. And when Olus passed away many, many years ago, the way that Marty kept his love and her feeling for him alive in her heart was to commit herself to saving the land that they both loved so very, very much. I know a lot of things I could tell you about Marty, but the thing that I want to share with you is that she spoke of Olus always as her beloved. And they loved to dance, the waltz especially. And they danced whenever they could, whenever they felt like it, regardless of the conditions. And I have this picture of them out in the frozen tundra of Alaska, in each other's arms dancing. And no music except the sound of the wind rushing across that frozen wasteland, or someplace in a forest, or someplace beneath a full moon. And so I wrote this song for Marty. I see them dancing somewhere in the moonlight, somewhere in Alaska, somewhere in the sun. I hear them singing a song for all lovers, a song for the two hearts beating only as one. Imagine the morning no longer. The arms of another, a place to belong. No longer the struggle, no longer the night, and ever becoming in the quickening light. Darkness, to listen within, to answer in kindness, to ever begin, to ever be gentle, to always be strong. Walk in the wonder, to live in the song, in a place of enchantment, where the wild things are known. Will the future remember when the lovers are gone? To ever be gentle, to always be strong, to walk in the wonder, to live in the song. And I see them dancing somewhere in the moonlight, somewhere in Alaska, somewhere in the sun.
I hear them singing a song for all lovers, a song for the two hearts beating only as one, a song for the two hearts beating only as one.